Welcome back, everyone, to the Gift of Grace. We're already in our last segment. I can't believe it. And we've been going through what happened on Pentecost morning, right after the Holy Spirit was poured out in the upper room. And we've been seeing some interesting things that happened to Peter and his preaching and the really powerful Bible study that he did. And as Steve mentioned, 3,000 people came to the Lord that day, came into the church using, you know, more modern terms. Mm-hmm. They probably wouldn't have used that term because they were kind of the whole church, obviously. And,
as we were talking a little bit during the last break, we were talking about how, you know, Jesus called Peter, who was a fisherman. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we all know the story of when Peter said, you know, Jesus told them to drop the nets and for a catch, and they caught all these fish. And, you know, Jesus tells Peter, you know, one day you'll be fishing, you'll be a fisherman of men. Mm-hmm. And here was a big catch, you know.
Yeah,
and it's interesting how the Lord uses a fisherman,
yes,
and transforms him to catch a harvest for the kingdom, you know. And how, when the Holy Spirit fell upon them, in that day, it empowered them to proclaim the gospel, mm-hmm, in a way that they humanly themselves could not do it. Mm-hmm. And it's so, yes, important that we as believers today understand how important the Holy Spirit is in our own lives, that when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, the Holy Spirit, he too will empower us to proclaim the gospel, to proclaim God's message to those who we meet and talk with, that they too can enter into the kingdom, mm-hmm, of God, into that gift of salvation. And, you know, I think it's so important that as we have been discussing over this last hour, how they didn't recognize the time that they were in,
mm-hmm,
and how important it is for us today as believers, and even if you're listening today and you're searching,
mm-hmm,
how important it is to open your heart to what the Lord has for you, because the Lord has a plan for every person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every person is important in God's kingdom.
Right.
And you don't want to miss what God has planned for,
right,
you.
And we want to be docile to what the Spirit's doing.
Yeah.
Because then when we encounter somebody like Peter did on a smaller scale,
mm-hmm,
who doesn't have a clue what we're doing, that through the power of the Spirit, we are able to reach that person so that they're cut to the heart.
Mm-hmm. Right. And God will do it. I mean,
right,
you know, if you're an open vessel, he'll do it.
Yes.
You won't even be, you know, you won't even know it's, yeah, many times you don't even,
right,
know it's,
right,
happening.
Right. You just have to be available.
You just have to be available.
Yeah.
And the Lord will do the rest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's pretty neat that the other thing I like is how Peter says, you know, Jesus was Lord and Christ. You know, now these people, you know, they would, of course, use the word Mashiach because they were Jewish.
Right.
We use the word Christ that comes from Christos,
which
is the anointed.
Right.
So he's Lord of all. You know, he says he's Lord and Christ. So, you know, he's Lord of all. Plus, he's anointed because he's Messiah.
Right.
He's ruler of the universe. He sits on the throne of David. So, you know, Peter really puts this together, and this is the whole truth of the gospel.
Mm-hmm. And they really understood that they were sharers in that anointing,
yes,
that was upon Christ.
Yes,
exactly. They really understood that they were,
exactly,
sharers in that anointing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when the Spirit's poured out on them, then they really understand it.
Yeah.
And not only do they understand it, but then they boldly proclaim it to all these people that are standing around in the street saying, what's going on here?
Yeah, yeah, in power.
Do you still think we're drunk?
Yeah. Now there's 3,000
more believers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, and we always say when we do the show, they couldn't possibly have done that even an hour before this.
Right, right.
And wow, that's pretty amazing. Wow, the music is already on. We've come to the end of another hour.
Wow.
Time goes really fast when you're studying the Word.
Yes, it does.
Yes. Well, that's the end of another show, and we want to wish you a good evening and have an awesome Lord's Day tomorrow. And we'll be back in another 2 weeks.
Right, with another show. And we just pray that the Holy Spirit would empower you and work in your life that you could proclaim the kingdom for the glory of God's name.
Amen.
Amen.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trial,